Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Gittin Daf Samach Vov. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a specially marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage and then go to option 2. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins at the Mishnah that you will find in the middle of Daf Samach Vov, beginning with the words Mi Shehoya. Before we begin the actual text, we glance at the side in our margin where we have a nosei, a topic heading. Ksivas get avur mi shehushlach lebor, the writing up of a get for on behalf of someone that is cast into a pit. Fitzoeik shiichtavu lo get, and he's screaming out, write for me a get. His intention, of course, is that his wife should be divorced. He wants to divorce his wife. As far as reasons for all that is not, that's not important right now for the for this particular shiur. But what we're interested is procedure. So now the Mishnah. Mishoya Mushloch Labor, someone was cast into a pit, Yomar, and he says, Kol Hashomea is Kolo Yuchtov Get Lishto. Anyone who hears his voice, and when he says that, he's really saying his name, he mentions his name, and the name of the city from where he is. Hare elu yichtavu v'yitnu. So upon hearing that, those that hear it, write it, and give it to his wife. Question, v'lechush shemo sheidhu. Should we not concern ourselves with maybe we're hearing the voice of a sheid? A sheid is a demon. Omar Rabbi Huda, Kishiro'u lo demus adam. We notice a human form. In other words, when looking into the pit, so you can see there's a human form. Gemara asks, well, inhu nami idmuye idmu. They too, the demons, take on human forms. The Gemara answers, dechazule babua. We notice something called babua. We'll explain babua as Rashi says, tzel. Here you have to, there's a homonym problem here, because in English, tzel is shade. So we're saying that the human image that we see also casts a shadow. The Gemara asks, Inu nami is lehu babua, the demons also cast shadows. The Gemara answers, the chazule babua de babua. Now, translated, it would be, we see, its shadow has a shadow. A possibility of what that might mean is that the shadows, a regular shadow referred to here, it would correspond to the length of the shadow would be, it would correspond to the height of the individual. Babua de Babua might be a shadow whose length exceeds the height of the individual. The Gemara asks, "V'dilmo inhu nami is luhu?" Maybe they too, the demons, have that phenomenon. Om Rabbi Chanina li madni yoinuson bani. Rabbi Chanina says, "My son yoinuson." Now, there's another possible girsa here: is that yoinuson shida, that a shade by the name of yoinuson told me, "Babua is luhu." They have regular shade shadows. Babua de babua less luhu, but the shadow of a shadow that they don't have. Question, Vidilma Tsora he? Maybe the voice that we hear with the human image and the long shadow is actually a co-wife of the woman that this man intends to divorce. And she is the one that's really in the pit screaming out. It's her voice, and she's interested in seeing to it that that her co-wife gets divorced. So maybe that's whose voice we are hearing. The Gemara responds, Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel, B'shas HaSakana, when there is a moment of danger, For example, someone in a pit whose life is endangered, we write the get and give it to the woman mentioned, even though we don't know, we don't recognize with certainty if the one who's mentioned his name is really that individual. In other words, the one who's screaming from the pit really is that individual. The Mishnah. Habori Sha'omar Kisvu Get Lishti. A healthy person, in contrast to someone deathly ill that we've learned in previous Shiurim, a healthy person that says, write up a get for my wife. Rosa Lesachik Ba. As far as he's concerned, he can laugh. In other words, it's really a joke. He didn't say tenu. He didn't say write up again and give it to her. On the side of our Gemara, we should mention we have a nosei topic heading, which reads im yesh matzav shebori sheomar kisvu get lishti velomar tenu. Could there be a possibility of a healthy person who says write up again without saying tenu ubecholzos yichtu v'vitnu, and nevertheless we will write it up and give it? Up till now, we've learned that a shchiv meira, a person who's deathly ill, who says kisvu get lishti, Rav Shimon Shizuri had ruled that we will write it up and give it to her, even though there were no specific instructions of give it to her. And that was because a person who's in a state of imminent death doesn't concentrate on details. And when he says write up again, his intention is write it and give it. But with a healthy person, if he's seriously intending to give the get, he should say give it. So the Mishnah opened up by saying that a healthy person who says write up a get for my wife without saying tenu, without saying and give it to her, so he can laugh. It's a joke. Maisa bebori echot shomar kisvu get lishti. It's an incident with a healthy person who said simply kisvu get lishti. Va'ola l'rosh hagag v'nofal ames. He then went up to a rooftop, fell off the rooftop and died. Amar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, im me'atzmo nofal hare ze get. If he fell on his own volition, in other words, there were no sudden gusts of wind that pushed him off, so the get is a valid get. Im horuach dochsoi, eino get. If a wind, a gust of wind, cast him off the roof, it's not a get. The Rashi, im me'atzmo nofal, harei ze get, d'daito mitchila hoiso lekach. When he said, write up the get, that was really his intention, that it should be given to her. V'soifo hichiach, his end proves it. V'havi le kim meforesh, meforesh is someone who goes on a journey, meforesh liyam, he goes on a sea journey, or mesukan, someone who's deathly ill, people who don't have their minds about them to pay attention to detail and add the word tenu and give it to her. Nevertheless, their instruction to write up a get means write it and give it. Now, in looking at this Mishnah, we open up with a general statement saying a healthy person that says, write up a get, it's meaningless in terms of actually giving it to her. It's a joke. Then the Mishnah goes on and gives us a maisa which contradicts that. We see that a healthy person could in fact say, kisvu as a get, kisvu get lishti, and she will be divorced. So the Gemara asks, maisa listar, do you bring a maisa, an incident in the Mishnah to contradict? Listar is to contradict that which you said in the opening. Generally speaking, maisim are brought in Mishnas, or Mishnayas, for illustration of, or strengthening of, whatever ruling preceded it. In this case, it would seem to contradict. The Gemara says, chisuri mechaser v'hochi ketoni. We have to understand that the Mishnah is abbreviated, and it's so to speak, missing. But really, the Mishnah is saying as follows. After opening with the statement, a bori that says, kisvu get lishti, rosa l'sachik bo, you would continue, im hochiach sofo atchiloso harei zeget. If, however, subsequent circumstances can retroactively shed light on what was taking place initially, then the get given to her would be a valid get, a valid divorce. Umay Sinami, in fact, there is a story that happened before Shamar Kisuge Lishti, Volo Shagag Vinofalo Mace. The story we saw in the Mishnah. He went up to the roof and then died. If he fell on his own without any external force, then the get is a get. That would be an illustration of Hochiach Sofo al Mitloso, his own falling off the roof, his own decision to jump off the roof, indicates that he was like a person going on a journey, and figuratively he certainly was going on a journey, or someone that's mentally ill, and hence his concentration on detail wasn't really expected. So even though he didn't say tenu, the divorce upon giving her the get, the woman really will be divorced. Of course, the giving of the get would have to be when the husband was still alive. The one major practical nafgamina in this is that if she's divorced, so then when he does die, she does not become a yavama. She doesn't become bound to a surviving brother, his brother, in the event that there were no children. The Gemara goes on to say, "Im haruach dachsoi eino get." If a wind cast him off the roof, then the get is not a get. She's not divorced. And as we just said, in such a case, now that the husband is dead, she, in the event that there were no children, she will be bound to the levirate marriage. Hahu gavra da'ol lebe kenishta was a man that went into a synagogue. Synagogue was the place, in addition to public prayers, it was also the venue for elementary Torah children education. So a man went into a synagogue. Ashkach makri yenuko uvrei diasvi v'yosef inish achrino gabayu. Man noticed there was the teacher's son, an adult, but nevertheless the teacher's son, and a third party. Omar lahu, and the man said to this group of three people, Beitre minaychu nichtevu gita ledvisu. I want two of you to write up a get for my wife. In other words, I intend to divorce her. I would like to assume that he is saying not only write the get, but write up the get and give it to her. That issue of giving it to her is not the main point of this particular incident, as you will shortly see. So he had spoken to he addressed these three people with the request that they should prepare a get. Two of them should prepare a get. The self, Shachiv Makri Yanuka. Eventually, the educator, the teacher, died. The question is, the son of the teacher and the third party that were there, can they be the agents for preparing this document? And you'll ask, so of course, why not? Well, mi mashvu inish brosh shlicha b'mokom abo oiloi. Would a person appoint the son of someone whose father is there or not? In other words, there was a father and son in that synagogue, and when the man came in, he requested two of the people to be agents. Is it so that when a person sees a father and son, he immediately discounts the son in honor of the father? The presence of the father makes it such that the son is, in your mind's eye, is not even a candidate. And if that's the case, so that the speaker then never intended for the son to be an agent. So then with the death of the Makri Yanuka, the death of the teacher, there's only one person left, and you need to have two for the preparation of the get and the signing of the get and the giving of the get. So do people appoint sons as agents even though the father is present or not? Rav Nachman Amar lo mashu inish bro shlicho b'mokam abo. Rav Nachman says people would not appoint the son of an individual when the father was present. Rav Popi Amar mashu inish bro shlicho b'mokam abo. Rav Popi disagrees and says a person would appoint an agent. In other words, the fellow with the request for the get empowered all three of them with agency, requesting two of them to go ahead and write the get. Omar Rava Hilchiso Mashvu Inish Bro Shlicho B'Mokam Abo, and Rava rules like Rav Popi that a person will appoint as an agent a son even in the presence of the father. Needless to say that when it comes to signing the get, you wouldn't have the father and son signing it. But in this case, the father died, so we're focusing on the son. Did he become an agent or not? According to Rav Nachman, he never became an agent, and according to Rav Popi, he did. The Mishnah. Omar l'shnayim tnu get l'ishti. Person says to two people, give a get to my wife. The Rashi says, "Omar l'shnayim tenu get l'ishti, afagav delo Omar kisvu utenu." Even though the husband didn't say kisvu utenu, write and give. Hare elu yachdemu ba'atzmon. These two will themselves sign the get. Velo yomru li'edim achirim lachdom, and they have no power to tell others to sign. The husband did not appoint them as a court. Only two do not constitute a court. Three is a different story. But he wasn't approaching them as a court, which would have power to command to request of others. This husband is simply making them witnesses. The Gemara Meforish. Al ksav haget im yichol matzavus l'sofer achir lichtov ohem atzmon tzrichim lichkoisvei. The Gemara will deal with the question of the writing of the text of the get itself. These two to whom he spoke, must they themselves write it up, or with regard to the text of the get, these two could ask of others to write up the text of the get? But one thing is certain, that when you speak to two people and ask them to give a get to the wife, they are the ones, and only they are the ones that can serve as the signers of the get, the witnesses that sign upon the get. They cannot request of others to sign the get. So they're not appointed as agents to request others to sign. We continue at the top of Omid Beis. Oy l'shloisha kisfu get utnu l'ishti. A husband spoke to three people and said to them, write up the get and give it to my wife. Hare elu yichtevu v'yitnu. These must be the ones to write it up and give it. We take a look at the Rashi at the top. Oy l'shloisha. Or he said to three people, kisvu utenu get l'ishti, afapishen ruim le'osos beis. And even though, by virtue of the fact that there are three, so potentially they would have the status of a court, kevan de behed yom alohu, since he said explicitly, kisvu lo beis in shavinu elo edim, he is not viewing them as a court, but rather as witnesses. Now, in contrast, Omar l'shlosha tenu get l'ishti, if he said to three, give a get to my wife, and he didn't say kisvu, hare elu yoimru l'achirim v'yichtivu. These three can request of other witnesses to write up the get and sign it. Nipnei shason beis in divrei Rav Meir. as far as Rebbe Meir is concerned, these three serve as a court, and with that they have the power to communicate the request unto others, and have others prepare the get and sign it. Vezu halacha helo Rabbi Chanino ish oinoi mi beiso asurim, and this is a ruling that Rabbi Chanino conveyed from the court. Ish oinoi means he's from a place called oinoi. This Rabbi Chanino was an emissary, we'll say, from the prison in which Rabbi Akiva was incarcerated, and he communicated in the name of Rabbi Akiva the following: Mekubal ani boimer l'shlosha. I have a tradition that a man that says to three, tenu get liishti, sheyomru lachir v'yichtavu mitnei shason beisdin. Since he said tenu without the word kisvu, they are empowered to request of others to have the job done. Oh, my Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi comes to disagree. Numinu l'shaliach. Tell the shaliach. Tell Rabbi Chanina. Afonu mikubalim. We too have a tradition. Shafil omar lebeisin agodol shibushalayim tenu get liishti. Even if he's told the high court in Jerusalem, the Sanhedrin, tenu get liishti, give a get to my wife. Shiyomidu v'yichtavu v'yitnu. They have to learn themselves how to do it, and they themselves do it. In other words, according to Rabbi Yossi, there is no passing on. The ones who were addressed are the ones that must carry it out. They cannot ask of others to do it. Omar la'asora. A person said to a group of 10, Kisvu tenu get lishti. Write up and give a get to my wife. Hare kosev, echad kosev, ushnayim chosmin. One writes up the get, and two sign. If he said, kulchem ksov, we were standing in front of a group of 10 and said, all of you write up the get, echad kosev, v'kulam chosmin. One writes, and all of them sign. Lefikoch imeis echad mehem, hare ze get botel. Therefore, if one of them dies, so the get is void. In other words, he wanted all 10 people to sign on the get. And if one of them dies, so you're not going to have that individual amongst the people he wanted. Therefore, the get will not be a valid get. As we are about to begin the Gemara, let us just repeat a general theme that will be the central point that constitutes the balance of today's shiur. Specific individuals are requested to carry out a task. Specifically, they're requested to write up a get and give it to a woman. Under what circumstances, or can we say that that request can be transferred to others? In other words, the ones that were requested to prepare the get and sign it can actually ask others to do it. Is that a possibility? Before we begin the text, we have an immediate topic heading, which reads in the margin, under the Nosei heading, Omer Omer Shnayim. A person said to two people, Kisvu utnu get lishti. Write up and give a get to my wife. V'holchu shnayim elu. And these two went, Ubikshu misofer lichtoiv. They requested of a scribe to write up the get. V'heim atzmon chosmu. They themselves, the ones that were requested, actually they themselves signed the get. Ha'im zeh kosher. Is that acceptable? Of course, I'm sure everyone is asking, like, what difference does it make if they write it, if they ask someone else to write it? That will, of course, surface in the Gemara. But by rule of thumb, people should understand that the husband's interest is of central importance. If you have a violation of the husband's request, then the get is not valid. If the husband expected A and B to sign, and instead X and Y sign, so you can see you have a problem. problem on your hands. The husband didn't ask X and Y. Maybe he was insistent on only A and B signing, not Mr. X and Y. These are issues that we have to deal with as we go on in the Gemara. Amar Reb Yirmiyahu bar Abba, Sholchu lei mibei Rav l'Shmuel. Reb Yirmiyahu tells us that from the yeshiva of Rav, a question was sent to Shmuel. Yilam Deinu Rabbeinu, teach us, O Master, teach us the following. Omar Lishnayim Kisvu Utnu Get Liishti. A husband, a man, a married man, said to two people, write up and give a get to my wife. The Omru Lusofer the Kosav. And they requested of a scribe to write it up. The Chosmu Hain. And these individuals signed it. Mahu, what is the dim? What is the halacha? In the Mishnah, we saw that a person who spoke to two people and said, Tnu get liishti, they must be the ones to write it up and give it. In this particular case, the husband said to the two of them, Kisvu. Utenu get lishti. What does the word kisvu mean? Does it refer to the writing of the body of the get, or does it refer to the signing of the get? So once again, a husband asked of two people. He said to, he asked them, write up and give the get to my wife. These fellows went and spoke to a scribe. You write up the body of the get, and we'll sign. What is the din? Sholach lehu Shmuel responds. He sends to them an answer. Teitze v'adover tzorch Talmud. Teitze means if this woman married upon receiving a get under these circumstances, namely where a scribe actually wrote the body of the get, and she married a second man, she should leave that marriage. And the matter requires further investigation. My Hadavar Tzorch Talmud, what is vague? What is it that you're saying requires further investigation? E Lema, and notice we have a marking, the diamond appearing here, and a few lines later on the side, under our Mivne heading, we indicate these are Nisyonis Lovin Mao Sheila Shmuel. What is the issue that's bothering? What's Shmuel's question? Before we go further in the Gemara, let's take a look together at Rashi. At the beginning of the Gemara commentary, on the upper part of the narrow lines, Hochi Garcino, Namar Lishnaim Kisvu Tenu Get Liishti, Vamu Lusofer, Vikosav, Vishos Muhein Vahein Mahu, Hodikotoni Masnisin Lichtoi Batsmon, the Mishnah that said when a person says to two people, Tenu Get Liishti, when he asks of them, and the Mishnah says they have to write it up, is that a request focusing on the signing of the get? And well, that's accomplished over here. Or when he asks of them to write it up, he's actually asking them to write it up and not someone else, not a scribe. So now we continue in the Gemara. What is the point that's not clear to Shmuel? Ilemo mishum dehavu luhu mili. Umesafkole mili I mimsram lishliach olomo mimsram lishliach. Is it possible that what's bothering Shmuel is that we have a case of mili? Mili literally means words, mere speech. You have a husband that spoke to two people. He issued a request. That's mealy, speech, mere words. Words that were received by the two. Lo mimsum means cannot be given over to someone else to execute, to carry out. Is that the point that is not clear to Shmuel? whether mili minstrom l'shliach or lo. If you say mili minstrom l'shliach, so what you're saying is, it's true, these two people were requested to write up the get, and it was an oral request. They can in turn turn to the scribe and ask him to do it. That would be minstrom l'shliach. Maybe no, maybe not minstrom l'shliach, and that's what Shmuel's not clear about. So that their request of the scribe to write it up when they themselves were presented with that request, maybe it doesn't transfer, and the get wouldn't be a good get. Well, that's not what is a point of vagueness to Shmuel. The Omar Shmuel, but Shmuel already has said, Omar Rebbe, halacha k'Rabbi Yosi di Omar, the halacha follows Rebbe Yosi, who says, mili lo mimsrom lo shliach. Mere verbal requests are not given to transfer. We saw this in the Mishnah. If you recall, a man who requested even of the high court to tenu get lishti, they cannot transfer that request to anyone else. They have to do it themselves. So that's Shitas Rabbi Yosi, mili lo mimsrom lo shliach, and Shmuel holds by that. So what's vague about our case? What is Shmuel asking about? What's not clear? Why did he say Vador Vatsorch Talmud? Elo l'Shmuel ha kame bayalei. What Shmuel is not clear about is the following. Haik sovu. We have a little arrow, and you can align this with the arrow from a few lines above. The word sovu that the husband said when he said to the two, he said sovu tnu get lishti. That sovu word, iksav yodon, is that a reference to their signing? Iksav haget, or is it a reference to the writing of the get itself? He spoke to two people, and he said sovu. And in the final story, the two people that he spoke to actually signed the get. So that's all the husband was really concerned with, that they sign it. Ah, that they asked the sofer to do it, that wouldn't be a problem. Or maybe when the husband said sofu, he was saying that they should write it, and not a sofer, not some outsider. There's a fairly obvious question that one could ask on this. The Gemara will ask it after the bracketed section. And the question is, granted that ksovu might mean their signing, which they did, but as far as the writing of the get itself, someone has to write up the get. Now these guys were asked to write it up. Their turning to a sofer is actually a transfer of a verbal request, and that gets us back to the problem of mili lo mimsrom l'shliach. What power do they have when they were asked to ksovu? Granted, ksovu might mean they were asked to sign it, but how could they transfer a verbal instruction request to the scribe for him to write it up? That's still a problem. The Gemara will answer that also after the bracketed section. In the meantime, you see we do have a bracketed section. On the side, we have a note explaining what's the purpose of these brackets. Let's read the note together. Ad ha-sugrei mashma, until the bracketed section, it appears, de'im ksovu is ksav yodon chasimoson, if ksovu means they're signing, haget kosher. That's what's implied, that if ksovu means sign, they signed it. That's what they did. The Gemara will ask about that. In other words, to even raise that as a possible conclusion is questionable. Within the brackets, the Gemara will try to resolve Shmuel's quandary, but whatever resolution we present will be rejected. As we look at the bracketed section, you'll notice a house shape that will appear in an alternating direction. The note on the side under the Mivneh heading explains. You see a house marking in the margin. Ma'akav tocha sugrayim. This is an attempt to keep track within the brackets of the give and take discussion. Nisayon lifshod hashela, but the point facing up, it's an attempt to answer the question. And the inverted house is a dechir, rejection of whatever attempt there is. So if you follow simply the house direction markings till the end of the bracketed section, and by all means use your bracket length indicator to see how far these brackets extend, you notice the last house marking is inverted, so that whatever attempted answer we have is rejected. Now we turn to the brackets. The question that seems to bother Shmuel is, when the husband says to the two, write up and give a get to my wife, what does write up, what does that mean? Does it mean just sign it, or does it mean to write the body of the get? The Gemara asks in the brackets, v'tifshot lei mimas nisin, why can't Shmuel conclude from the Mishnah? It said in the Mishnah, Omar lishnayim, tenu get liishti. Oy lishloisha, kisfu get utenu liishti. Hare elu yichtevu v'yitnu. Here you see the word kisfu, and it says in the Mishnah, if you spoke to three people and asked them, write up the get and give it to my wife, they must write it up. So it would seem that kisfu means writing the body of the get. The Gemara says, well, hi kufa kome bayale, ksovu. This itself is not clear to Shmuel, the ksovu of the Mishnah. Ksav yodan hu, o ksav hagen hu. Ksav yodan means signatures. It doesn't mean they're signing of it or writing the body of it. The Gemara says, pshita de ksav haget hu. It's clear that the request of kisru get is a reference to the ksav haget, the body, the text of the divorce document, not the signatures. The kotoni seifa. Notice this is a long point, but it will be rejected. It says in the end of in the continuation of the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Numinu l'shaliach, go tell Rabbi Hanina, who was the agent bringing the teaching of Rabbi Akiva to the public. Tell him, Af onu mikubalim shafilu Omar lebeisin agosh rishlaim tenu get liishti. Even if a husband requested of the high court in Jerusalem, give a get to my wife, shiyumadu v'yichtevu v'yitnu la, they must learn how to do it and write it up and give it to her. What are they learning? Iyamris bishlamok saf aget u shapir. If you say that the request of writing up a get means writing up the body of the get, then the story that Rabbi Yossi, or the teaching of Rabbi Yossi, makes sense, that even the high court of Jerusalem, if they were asked to prepare a get, they have to learn how to write it up. Something, it's something that requires study. Elo iyamris ksav yodonhu. But if the request of writing up a get is a reference to signatures, mi iko beidina de lo yadi michtem chasimas yadayu, is it possible you have a court that doesn't know how to sign their names? What do they need to learn? So the Gemara says, there is such a phenomenon, iko beidina chadita, when you have a new court, newly appointed people to serve as judges. Even chasimas yadayim, even the issue of how to sign, is something that they would have to learn how to do. So that we don't have a conclusion of what ksovu means. It could very well mean mere signatures. On the other hand, it might mean the writing of the text of the get and not the signatures. We mentioned before we learned the bracketed section that it's true there's a doubt as to what ksovu means, but if you assume one side of the equation, one of the two possibilities, then what happened above would have been kosher. Namely, if you assume, this is what was suggested by the Gemara before the bracketed section, if you assume that ksovu means signatures and not writing of the body of the get, then what took place was in the question would have been a kosher get. In other words, the husband said to two people, write up the get and give it to my wife. What happened there? They asked a scribe to write it up, and they themselves, the ones who were requested, did the signing. And we're giving you the impression that if Ksovu simply was a request of the husband for them to sign it, their turning to the sofer would have been no problem. And now we're going to ask on that, let's say, interim conclusion. The triangle markings represent a ma'akav, and it's indicated on the side, an attempt to keep track of the give and take discussion. The point facing up represents kushyos, questions, and the inverted triangle will be tshuvos, responses. So the Gemara asks, the question takes four lines to develop. The isvira lon, the haik sovu ksav yodon hu. If, as you suggested above, ksovu might mean their signing, ha ksav haget kosher, but the writing of the body of the get itself would have been okay if done by someone else, by the scribe. How would that have been okay? V'amar Shmuel amar Rebbe, halacha k'Rabbi Yosi, domer mili lo mimsum l'shliach. Verbal requests are not transferable. Two people were asked to see to it the get is prepared and given to the wife. How can they ask a scribe to do the writing of the body of the get? They themselves only received an oral request. Answer. Oma Amri. I sviri lon de ksovu ksav yodon hu. If that would be concluded, that ksovu was a request for them to merely sign it, ksav haget nase, the issue of the writing of the body of the get, is then viewed ke'oimer imru, umode Rabbi Yosi v'omer imru. And now we have a new concept. We could say it's an extension of that which we've been speaking. Omer imru. Up till now, we've seen a husband asking of two people to prepare a get. The husband did not indicate in his request that the people who he was talking to should go tell others to go ahead and do it. What happens in a case where the husband explicitly says to the people to whom he is speaking, you guys go and tell so-and-so to do the task? That's Omer, the husband speaks and says, Imru, you go tell so-and-so to carry out the task. Maybe, even though Rabbi Yosi, as we're saying right now as an answer, holds mili lo mimsrom l'shliach, one who receives a verbal request cannot transfer that to someone else, but if you're asked to transfer it to someone else, then it can be done. Here the Gemara is saying that if we would say that ksovu is a reference to the husband's request of the two fellows to sign the get, then as far as the body of the get is concerned, there's no problem with their asking someone else to do it, because it would be like, it would be tantamount or equal to, it would be like Omer Imru, where the husband says to them, go tell the scribe to write up the get. And Shmuel is saying, and as we're saying in the name of Shmuel, that Rabbi Yosi would be Moida, Rabbi Yosi would concede that Omer Imru is a legitimate situation. It's mutter, we'll say the request is in fact transferable, because that's what the husband requested. So, structurally, we're really dealing with an issue that whose foundation is really in a state of doubt, because that's how the sugya began here. Shmuel himself said, "Teitzei vador tzor Talmud." What does kisvu mean? But we had suggested, now we're just repeating what we said before, we did suggest, however, that if Shmuel would not have a doubt, but it would be clear to Shmuel that Kislev meant you guys sign it, then as far as the writing of the get is concerned, would have been no problem. Even that isn't so smooth, because the writing of the get, does that not get us involved with the problem of mimi lo mimsrim l'shniach? So the Gemara says, and that's the last point we left off with, is that if ksovu meant that they should sign it, the writing of the get would be tantamount to oimer imru. And that's something that Rabbi Yossi, even though he said mimi lo mimsrim l'shniach, oimer imru, and a specific request to have the instructions given over to another party, that's okay, that's acceptable. And that is going to be challenged right now. Now, you'll notice we have a long question taking us to the fourth line from the top of Daf Samach Zayin. Umi moide Shmuel, umi moide Rabbi Yossi b'Omer Imru? Would Rabbi Yossi really concede that Omer Imru is legitimate? V'hotanan? We have a Mishnah from later in the Masechta. Ksav sofer v'eid kosher. If we translate this, it means the scribe's writing of the body of the get and a singular witness signing thereon, that's a kosher get. In other words, the scribe's presence in his writing of the get represents one of the two required witnesses, so he's one witness plus the one witness that signed in, that's okay. However, not everyone agrees with that. The Amar Reb Yirmiya Chasam Sofer Shoninu. The Ksav Sofer, a term in the Mishnah, really means that the scribe signed it. The Omar Rav Chisda, each one of these names, Rav Yirmiya, Rav Chisda, these names are important, they're significant in the development of the Gemara, and eventually what I'm trying to understand what Shmuel's position on the matter is. So Rav Yirmiya tells us that the Mishnah later in the Perek that says Ksav, later in the Masechta that is, that says Ksav Sofer really means the signing of the scribe plus another signature is what makes the get kosher. And Rav Chisda says, Masnis and Moni Rabbi Yossi Hi, the Mishnah that we just cited, and along with Rabbi Yirmiya's explanation, where the signing of the sofer is kosher, is good, is acceptable, that's in line with Rabbi Yossi Diomar, Mili Lo Mimsram L'Shaliach. Requests made of specific individuals cannot be transferred to others. So that if the husband had requested people to sign the get, the ones that signed it would have had to hear the request from the husband. Otherwise, if the husband requested of some people to sign the get, and they in turn would have asked of others, that would have been a violation of Mili Lo Mimsrim L'Shliach. So when the get just described has on it the signature of the scribe and one other person, those are the people that heard the request from the husband. Let us take a look at the Rashi. We're going to learn the Rashi to serve also as an introduction to the upcoming flow of discussion. Rashi, the Omar Mili Lo Mimsum L'Shliach. Rashi right across from here. The Mishnah that accepts the signing of the scribe as one of the witnesses, as Shitas Rabbi Yossi, is in line with his position of Mili Lo Mimsrim L'Shliach. Hilkoch Ein Odom Choisein Begedel and Kem Shoma Mipi Atzmo. Therefore, people will not sign divorce documents unless they heard it from the husband himself. Lefi She'ein Hashliach Rashoi Loimer Li Edim, because the one requested to prepare the get has no right to tell others, to tell other witnesses, Chasmu Beget Ploni, sign this get. Umishum Hachi, and because of their initial those initially requested having no right to ask of others, therefore there's no room for suspicion. Lekol Mechash Hacha, there's no room for suspecting that maybe. And you'll notice we have what might have been suspect, and we're saying there's no room for suspecting. Shemo haba lo tziva shiachtoi melo l'shlucho tziva sheyoymar l'sofer zelichtov u'lachirim lachtom. Maybe the husband didn't ask for the signing other than the shaliach. He asked him to sign. And he asked the shliach to ask of a scribe to write up the get, and others to sign. Vashliach chosha shemo yizbayesh ha-sofer, and the agent that was requested felt maybe the scribe will be embarrassed. Ein mekablen oisei be'ed, that I'm not accepted as an actual witness. And because of that feeling, that suspicion, the agent asked the sofer not only to write up the get but to sign also. And of course the husband didn't request that. And from here we conclude the ba'omer imru nami polig Rabbi Yossi, that in a case of omer imru, Rabbi Yossi would not accept that either. If it were so that Rabbi Yossi would concede that where the husband asks his agents to ask of others, and he says that specifically or explicitly, how can Rabbi Yossi possibly accept the signing of the scribe in the get? Nafik mina churba. You'll see a mistake, a destruction arising from this. So as we said, if the scribe is one of the signers, that's a sure sign that he would have had to hear the instructions directly from the husband. Otherwise, we're suspicious of the scribe not having been sought out to sign to begin with, but out of embarrassment, they signed him on. All of that is prevented by establishing that people will not sign Gittin unless they heard it directly from the husband. Now we'll see how this is developed in the Gemara. We continue with the Gemara, three lines from the bottom. V'in salka daitach moide Rabbi Yossi be'oimer imru. If, like was suggested above, that omer imru is something that Rabbi Yossi accepts, nafik mina churba. You'll see a destructive result appearing. The zimnin, the omar lehu lishnayim. Again, we're playing out a scenario of omer imru and demonstrating how in this scenario you can have a disaster resulting. It could be zimnin. Sometimes a husband said to two. We continue at the top of Samach Zayin Mod Aleph. Imru the sofer v'yichtoiv u'ploni v'yachtemu. I want you agents, I want you guys to tell a scribe to write up the body of the get, and I want you to ask Mr. X and Mr. Y to sign the get. Well, that's a case of Omer Imru. Here you see the husband requesting his initial agents to ask of others, ask of a scribe to write it up, and ask Mr. X and Mr. Y to sign it. Umishum kisufa de sofer, chayshi, umachtami chad mehanach sadi v'sofer badayu, ubal lo omar hochi. And because of the kisufa de sofer, the embarrassment of the sofer, as we saw in the Rashi, according to the husband's initial requests, the signers, who are the, we'll say, the mainstay of the get, are Mr. X and Mr. Y. The sofer is not one of them. The sofer could feel a sense of embarrassment. Well, I'm not good enough to sign a get. And the agents might pick up on that, and they'll be concerned about his honor, his embarrassment, and they'll decide that let's have the sofer not only write it up, let's have him be one of the signatures, and one of the others, we have Mr. X and Mr. Y. Mr. Y alone, he will sign it along with the scribe signing it, Mr. X being left out. The problem with that is the husband didn't, that wasn't his request. He did not request the sofer signing on. The get would be invalid. How do we prevent that situation from arising? By establishing, and within, we're going within Reb Yossi right now, by establishing that not only mili lo mimsram l'shliach, agents cannot transfer their request, that which they were requested to others, but even if the agents were asked to go and tell others to do it, that would not work. Bottom line, as far as Reb Yossi is concerned, you cannot sign unless you heard it directly from the husband. And therefore, as Reb Yirmiyahu explained the Mishnah later on, when you have a scribe signing the get, it's a sign that the husband had asked him to sign it. And he's not signing as the product of some kind of embarrassment concern. That having been said, then, we cannot then suggest any clarity regarding Shmuel's original doubt concerning the definition of word ksovu, where we had suggested that if ksovu meant they sign it, the writing of the get could be done by a sofer, even though they were asked, the original Tuvi were asked to write it, they could ask the sofer and it would have been okay based on Omer Imru. At this point we're seeing that Reb Yossi would deny Omer Imru as well as being something that could be done, could be accepted. The Gemara says, no, we can accept it. Kevan D'Yom Amar, since it was stated, Kosher V'lo Sasa came be Israel, Lo Shachiach. Regarding this case of a husband telling his agents, go tell a scribe to write it up, and Mr. X and Mr. Y to sign it, it is kosher, but don't do it. It's something that's not common. And being that it's not common, we don't have to make a gzera. We don't have to prohibit and disqualify such a get. We take a look at Rashi on the second line from the top, Lo Shchicha, Hilkoch Lo Gazrinon. And therefore, we don't make a gzera. Ushmuel Less lay the Reb Yirmiyah. Shmuel does not hold from Reb Yirmiyah. Domar chasam sofer shoninu. Elo ksav sofer. V'chosam eid. Kinamrina b'hamagoresh. The Mishnah that we saw later in the Masechta that made reference to ksav sofer, as far as Shmuel is concerned, it means the writing of the sofer himself, the body of the get. And one additional signature, as is said in Perek HaMegaresh, for lo muki lo k'Reb Yossi, and Shmuel will not set up that Mishnah like Reb Yossi, v'lo ayri masnisin b'chasima sofer klal, and that Mishnah is not talking about a case where the sofer signs whatsoever, ubein the Reb Yossi, ubein the Reb Meir k'shero ha-chasima, and as far as the author of the Mishnah, whether it's Reb Yossi or Meir, both agree the single signature is okay, is kosher. Ushmuel lesle de Rav Chisda d'yom Reb Yossi he. Shmuel does not agree with Rav Chisda that said that Mishnah is Reb Yossi. Uksav sofer v'divrei hakol hi. And rather, the ksav sofer is just that, the writing of the sofer, the body of the get, and it's a Mishnah that everyone agrees with. So as far as Shitas Shmuel is concerned, we can leave our interim conclusion in place that if Ksovu really meant the writing of the signing of the witnesses, and the as far as the writing of the Shtar itself is concerned, they could ask a scribe to do it, there's no problem, because that would be viewed as Omer Imru. We continue in the Gemara. V'lechush Dilma Omar Lahu Lebeitrei. Should we not suspect the following? A man says to two, Imru Lesofer V'yichtoif V'atem Chasomu. Tell a scribe to write it up and you sign it. Here the husband is very specific. He's asking them, the ones he's talking to, be the signatories. V'yazli Hanoch Mishum Kisufa de Sofer. And these two guys that were asked to sign it will go, and out of concern for the embarrassment of the scribe, as we explained before, Umachta Mileila Sofer Behadi Chad Minayu, and they'll have the scribe sign on along with one of them. Uba lo Omar Hochi, the husband did not say that. Isn't that a problem? In other words, once you tell me that Reb Yossi accepts Omer Imru, and it would be okay for, and that Ksovu means you guys sign it, is this not a scenario that could arise that's problematic, where you're telling me it's okay for them to ask a sofer to go write it based on Omer Imru, as long as they themselves sign it, but once that's in place, they'll be worried about the sofer and have him be one of the witnesses, and the husband didn't ask for that to be. Amri, we answer, Honami, kosher velo sasehu. That too is something that it would be kosher, but it's not to be done. In other words, we say kosher, it's okay for a husband to say to his agents, you ask a sofer to do it, and you guys sign on. That's okay, but not to do it. Well, that's a good explanation if you say that it's a kosher request, but it shouldn't be done. So that would make it something called lo shliach, would make it something uncommon, and therefore we wouldn't make a gzera, we wouldn't impose a restrictive ruling on that. But according to the approach that says a husband can go ahead and ask his agents to ask a sofer to write up the get, and you guys, you yourself, sign it, and that's perfectly all right, isn't there some room to suspect that they might have the sofer sign on when that husband didn't request it? Ela Reb Yossi Tarti Omar. In truth, Reb Yossi said 2 points. Ushmuel Sovelo Kavose Bechado Upolug Ole Bechado. And Shmuel agrees with him on 1 point, but disagrees with him on the other. Now, we look at Rashi. Ela Reb Yossi Tarti Omar Vechule. Rashi that we're looking at, just a couple lines up from here in the Rashi. Elo vadai Reb Yossi Tarti Omar Lipsula. Reb Yossi is very restrictive. Bain Shomar Lishlosha Tnu. Bain Shomar Imru Liploni Vyichto Vuploni Uploni Vyachtamu. Puzzle. Whether a husband said to three guys, write up the get, Reb Yossi would say only they can do it. Like we saw, Reb Yossi said, even as the Bezin HaGadol, they have to do it themselves. They can't ask others to do it. And even in a case of the husband saying, go tell so-and-so to write it and so-and-so to sign up, no, Reb Yossi will say that's possible. It's unacceptable. Because of everything that we've said till now, you have all room to suspect that maybe the scribe will be asked to sign on out of mere embarrassment, and the husband didn't want that to be in the first place. V'hanach amoroi diamri lekamon tase v'loi sase. The amoroim that say regarding these cases, yeah, go ahead and do it, or it's kosher, but you shouldn't do it. Aliba de Rabbi Meir pligi. Those amoroim are arguing within Rabbi Meir. De Rabbi Yossi posel legamri. As far as Rabbi Yossi is concerned, it's totally unacceptable. Ve'isa l'drav chizda, and we accept Rav Chizda, the ha'dikotani chasam sofer kosher, that the signing of a scribe is acceptable. That's Rabbi Yossi. That's in accordance with Rabbi Yossi. The leko lemecha shemoshil tziva v'lo baal. That there is no room to suspect that maybe it's only the agent that requested of the scribe and not the husband, because of Rabbi Yossi's stance that instructions cannot be transferred to others. You're not going to have someone signing on if he received the request to sign on from someone other than the husband himself. That's as far as the world of Rabbi Yossi. Let's continue in Rashi. Ushmuel diomar liel hadover tzorach Talmud. Shmuel has said before that the issue is not clear. Di'ik sovu ksav yodon ha ksav aget nase komer imru v'kosher. From the way we had presented Shmuel, we said that, well, if ksovu meant, the ksovu request of them meant the signing of the witnesses, but the body of the get could be done by someone else, by the scribe, that would be like omer imru, and that's okay. Savalok Rabbi Yossi b'chada, Rashi goes on. Shmuel himself holds like Rabbi Yossi on one point. The Omar Shmuel halach Rabbi Yossi hechadolo Omar Imru. I agree with Rabbi Yossi that if the husband did not say explicitly to the agents, go tell someone so to write it up, and you have just the basic mili lo mimsum l'shiach, I hold like that, says Shmuel. Upoligole the Omar Imru, but I disagree with regard to Rabbi Yossi's disqualifying in a case of Omer Imru. Shmuel says, if the husband said specifically, or say explicitly, go tell the scribe to sign on, go tell the scribe to write up the get, and tell so-and-so to sign it, that I, Shmuel, accept as being kosher. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.